There's quite a few young men here. I'm not going to ignore the ladies, but I'm going to read a passage addressed to young men, and principally this is applicable to young women as well. Psalm 119, beginning with the 9th verse. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. But the fact that he asked the question, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Indicates that there's some special reason for a young man to be attending to the things of God. The principle applies to young ladies, people of all ages as well. But obviously there are challenges that young people face that are extremely difficult in this day and time in which we live. So he says, how are we going to cleanse our way? Taking heed thereto. Now recognizing we're weak, temptations around us are great, and we need to be attentive to the way we think, the way we live, the people we associate with. One of the big problems I find when there's a downfall in a young person's life is they're associating with the wrong people. God's word explicitly says that evil communications corrupt good times. That means you associate with the wrong people and you will be influenced by them. And then people say, oh, well, I'm the one that's influencing them. I'm not talking about kind of a little life of isolation or withdrawal. But I'm talking about if they're your friend, and that person that you're spending a lot of time with, you're interacting with them. And they use language that you're talking about. They go places they ought not to go. They're doing things they ought not to do. You will influence them by them. So somebody can say, I'm tough enough. I can tell you on the authority of God's word, you're not. One young man I was working with, if you don't give up your druggy friends, you will not give up your drugs. He said, oh, I can't do that. This one friend of mine has been a friend so long, he said, what a great friend. He introduced you to jail. That's how you got to spend your first night in jail. Because of, he said, well, he was selling the drugs, wasn't he? But you were with him. You were with the wrong person, the wrong place, the wrong time, and you went to jail. God's word says that evil communication, to communicate with, you spend time with the wrong people, and you will be influenced. Obviously, you want to let your light shine and be a good testimony to others around you. That means that you have to guard what you're doing, who you're spending time with. All right? Then he said, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Well, first of all, you need to know what the commandments are. I'm surprised today at how many people go to church on a night and don't even know what's 10 commandments. You don't know what they are. First of all, that later today. Go to Exodus chapter 20 and read them. Now, the law is the schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So when we read the law, we understand how to give. May not have violated every one of them. Somebody said, well, I'm certainly not a murderer. But then God said, if you hate your brother, you're guilty. So the law convicts us, shows us what sinners we are, and how we desperately need Jesus Christ. But our prayer needs to be not just the Ten Commandments, but in this 119th Psalm, all scripture is referred to as being his commandment, his testimony, his statutes, all these various terms. Talking about the kind of things in God's Word. But if we don't know what God's Word says, we're going to be wandering in darkness. We're going to be influenced by friends that don't believe in God. Do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and they will pretend to believe in God. Romans chapter 12 says that we need to have our minds renewed that we may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. So if all you're listening to is what you hear on television, radio, Facebook, all this kind of stuff, you can easily be swept away with the philosophies that are prevalent that they have between them. So, you need to be praying. What the psalmist says, Lord, I need God's help. Oh, let me not wander from thy commands. Be acquainted with what God's word says. And then the next thing, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. One of the great benefits of knowing the scripture, hiding God's word in your heart. In other words, it's to be at home in you so that you think biblically. If you're not reading the scripture, if you're not going to church to hear it preached, if you're not growing in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you'll think like people think in human nature or in this fallen nature that we have in this flesh. You're going to think like the society around you. You're going to be like Boyd said the other day, don't see anything wrong with marijuana. Yet I've constantly seen lives that have been devastated, the people that started on marijuana, they went on down the path. And very deep things. But even marijuana distorts the way somebody thinks. It's not personal. I want to feel good. I want to feel this high. Sad to say that they have recently now passed in our state marijuana for medical use. Somehow I don't quite understand why they also had to authorize farms all over the state to start doing this stuff. And there's special stores to sell it in. I think if there was a medical need, they'll then sell it to the drugstore. But there were 17 stores all over the state to sell it. So I asked one of them, and I said, all right, you tell me that marijuana is good for medical purposes. I said, what's the medical reason for which you were smoking? He said, because I had anxiety. So you won't smoke marijuana the rest of your life, don't come out of time. So, what you feel high from what you smoke, then you want to go and smoke something else. You want to live on the current things. There's a better solution for anxiety than trying to drink or smoke or anything else. We can find our strength and our hope in the Lord. The psalm says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. But what the fear that might grip us. I have to tell you, I believe in sovereignty of God, I believe in the power of God, I believe in trusting God in every situation. I came here by plane, but it's not my favorite way of traveling. Most of the time when I go someplace, I went on trip recently, I go for 1,500 miles. That didn't bother me at all. But that hour and a half I spent on the plane coming up here was torture. We were in all kinds of bumpy air. And the pilot came on and said, I wanted to get up to a smoother spot, but the air traffic is busy today, so they made me stay. But whatever weather it was, it was full of all kinds of rough air. And I just had to pray, Lord, how good the psalmist. What time I'm afraid I would trust in thee. I'm afraid. And I pray that you'll help me be calm and through the storm of that. I think one of the reasons I had a little extra anxiety, I've been on several flights that had major emergencies. Since yesterday it was just rough air. But I looked at one of the team and said, take all the sharp objects out of your pocket. Find a pillow, put it on your lap, lay over, put your hands under your knees, and brace for Christ's position. And as I looked at the weather, I saw the fire engines riding the runway. It's just not a comfortable way to fly. A little misconcern. So being through a few of those, I'm in a lot of turbulence. I have to say, Lord, help me to get through this. But you see, when we understand what God has to deal to us in His Word, whatever we face, any kind of anxiety, we don't have to depend on some other resource to go to the Lord. Psalm 7 and Psalm 31:15, my times are in thy hand. What a difference. You're facing temptation, you're facing trouble, you're facing anxiety, whatever you're facing, my times. My present times, my future times, my good times, my bad times. Lord, they're in your hand. You're the one I'm trusting. I know that you have all power, and you promise never to leave us on the surface, but we're not bold and safe. What a difference that makes to know that I'm not out here by myself, traveling my way through life. I'm not one I can talk to on a daily basis. And my faith is in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I can go to Him directly because He's the only mediator through God and man. People have the idea in our culture today, oh, there are many different ways. You just select the path you want to go. All paths, all religious paths, ultimately lead to God. That's not so. Jesus said, there's one way, and that's Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. But when we understand that, we know that there's always help available to us. So, wherewithal, so a young man cleanses his way. First of all, you've got to recognize there's a need. You've got to take heed there, too. And then, but by faith, and I come seeking God, and I pray, let me not wander from my commandments. By the word, I hid in my heart. I'm acquainted with God's word. I hid it in my heart. I recognize, meditate, I pray, the Lord, to help me apply. Now, you may say, well, preacher, I've done all that, and I still am weak. I don't understand. Back when I was young, I thought at the time I got as old as I am now, it wouldn't be any more struggle. You know, the old Latin picture is still there. You don't go to bed now, all the way to the end. But knowing our weakness drives us to the throne of grace to find the help that we need. There is help. I'd be happy if any of you have any questions you want to ask me after this is over to talk to you. When I say that, I'm not claiming I can answer every question anybody asks. One thing is, I don't know. A lot more I don't know than I do know. But it's an area where I can be of help to you. I mean, that's what you're saying. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this time. Pray that You would use the passage that we read here to touch all of our hearts, that we may recognize the need of seeking Thee, seeking Thy help, and applying Thy word, hiding Thy word in our heart. Help each of us to live in an honorable, godly way, to grow in grace and be an influence to others, and let our light shine as a testimony to the glory of Jesus Christ. For Thy name's sake, we ask it. Amen. Amen.